But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for
Shirley,
us now?
Well, Shirley, we might as well go on and get in that category. Today's title is Church Fees. Church Fees.
As many people that you prank in the church, are you even allowed to go?
I go to churches where they don't know who I am. I go where I cannot be recognized. Right now, this is Church Fees. Running cat dog. Mm.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Tracy.
Hey, you got her. Hey.
How you doing? This is Brother Glenn from the church.
Hey, Brother Glenn. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm real good. Did you enjoy service this morning?
Oh, I enjoyed it. Pastor. Woo! Pastor brought it down.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Oh, my God. That was a word for me.
Right.
So, what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I wanted to give you some information that the church has come up with, and we wanted to let you know what was going on before next Sunday. I didn't interrupt you, did I?
No. I may sound a little off a little bit. I'm trying to get dinner ready for my little babies, my little darlings, and I'm trying to. Your voice sounds so familiar to me. It just sounds so familiar. I'm trying to place that voice.
Okay. Well, you've seen me at the church quite a few times.
I think I have. I'm just trying to place it. I can't place it right now. But what can I do, Glenn?
Well, nevertheless, I just wanted. Here's what's going on. Now, are you aware that for the last 6 Sundays, you've been actually coming into service late? Have you realized that?
Yes, I know. I'm sorry about that, but yes, I have. I have my reasons, though.
Okay. Well, here's what's going on. The officials at the church have gotten together, and this is what they've decided on: is that anybody who is late starting next Sunday, there will be a $15 charge for that. For coming in and disrupting service. Pastor's tired of service being disrupted by people walking in late.
That could not come at a worse time. I don't have $15 to give. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we're late. We are doing our best. I have 3 young kids, 2, 7, and 9, and they are a handful. And we do the best that we can to get to church on time. And to tell you the truth, when we get there, it's during praise and worship. I mean, Pastor ain't even preaching yet. So
okay, I know it's not. Pastor's not up yet, but he's stating that people coming in, it just seems very disruptive to the service that's going on. So nevertheless, like I said, this is a warning call, you know, to let you know that if you are late on next Sunday, then they will be charging you $15, a late charge. And actually, you won't be able to even come in until you pay the $15.
I can't even get in church look, I don't owe nothing. I don't owe you no explanation. But I need to tell you something. Me and my kids, for the last few Sundays that we've been late, it's because my car broke down. We are on the bus, man, public transportation.
Okay. I mean, I understand. I sympathize with everything that you're going through.
But why are you calling? If you understand, why are you calling me about $15 if you understand what I'm going through?
Well, I didn't know what you were going. Why are you raising your voice at me? Did you just raise your voice at me?
You know what? I think you're raising your voice at me. How dare you call me about this, about a fee, and I'm there at church? I got my kids there trying to raise them up in the way they should go, just like the Bible say. And you know why I got to do this and why I'm late, why we got to catch the bus. Do you understand why that is, Brother Glenn?
No, I do not.
That is because their daddies ain't
Okay, Sister Tracy, you got to calm down a little bit now.
Jesus, help me.
Okay, listen, here's the deal. All I can do is tell you this. I hope you can make it. Maybe you can catch an earlier bus. You know what I mean? And get there a little earlier. But I'm just stating the facts that as of next Sunday, if you come in late, it's $15 late fee, and that's what you'll pay in order to get in the service.
You know what? Well, maybe next Sunday I just won't be there. How about that? You know, I'm already working 6 days a week. The only day I have off is Sunday. I'm breaking my back. Do you know I work 2 jobs? I work 2 jobs, and they always trying to take money out of my check, always trying to pull me here and there, and I'm always tired. I get 2 hours of sleep, and then now the church wants to dump another $15 charging me for being at church when that's what I'm supposed to do?
But you're coming in late, though, Sister Tracy.
You know what? Late ain't bad, okay? I might be delayed, but I ain't denied, and I'm getting there the best way that I know how. different on the bus. I have to put my kids on the school bus. And not only did I have to put them on the school bus, then I have to get on the bus to myself to work because I don't have a car because their daddies ain't doing nothing, nothing for them. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I need to Daddy number one, guess what? He ain't. Daddy number two, he in jail, been there about 5 years. He ain't. And daddy number three, he decided to go ahead and walk out. I ain't heard from that trifling in about 7 months. Now, he know we struggling. He had the nerve to take my wallet, too. You don't even understand what I'm going through. You don't even understand that I'm trying to make a better life for me and my children.
There is one more thing, Sister Tracy, that the church wants you to know before next Sunday that you definitely need to know.
And what one more thing does the church want me to know besides $15?
The church just wants you to know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Patrice got me to prank phone call you.
I am going to whoop her. I'm going to whoop her. You know I ain't got time for that. Oh, Patrice.
Your sister got you. You all right?
Oh, I got something for her. How about that?
She told me, she said, my sister's car broke down. She said she got these kids. She over there struggling. She trying to make it. But you got to give her a hard time. She just wanted, she wanted to put a smile on your face.
Well, she did. Well, once things settled, I'm going to have to say she did.
Okay. You all right?
Wow, now that I know y'all were joking, and now I know this is Nephew Tommy.
Hey, I got to ask you something, baby. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
All right. Fees.
She should pay.
Okay. You won't be coming in late no more, I bet you.
You let it go a couple of times. After three or four, you need to pay.
Carla, don't nobody care nothing about what you did the night before.
Yeah.
Don't nobody care.
You're wrong for this.
It seems to be every Sunday with her. You know what I'm saying?
This the last 4 or 5 times, Carla, she done showed up late. You know, look now.
So?
It's a late fee when you come in. And it's just another way for the church to make money because we have things we have to pay for. Church fees.
I like it.
Now, when y'all get to church, Shirley and Carla, what time y'all get there?
I get there early.
Yeah. I get there on time.
That's crazy.
Now one of y'all walked in after praise and worship.
I mean, you know, when I was younger, but, you know,
it was
now,
devotion.
You know, now it's different. You know, I like to be on time. I just like to be on time for the word. I do. I like to be on time for God. That's because he's on time for me. And that's how I look at it.
Rent a car and take it back late. See what happens.
Huh?
I like what Shirley is saying, but, you know, get a seat.
Yeah, get a seat. You know, all of that. Absolutely. I like showing up for him because he shows up.
Let me ask y'all this, y'all. Another thing about church. Why do some of these people think they got season seats? Like they can sit there every Sunday.
Oh, absolutely.
That seat belong to them. What is that about?
We have a section where we sit. Yeah.
Because people are creatures of habit, Tommy. Yeah. Uh-huh. They like sitting where they sit, where they like to sit. I like to sit up in the front.
But you ain't bought no seat.
Thank you, nephew. Thank you, guys. We got to get out of here. Up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter subject. There's turmoil in my congregation and turmoil on the show about it right now. We'll get into it right after this.